going to be a very, very good blues festival. We have Don Johnson, Nat Dove. Don's out of Calgary, Canada. Don's out of Bakersfield, California. We have Sierra, who's from College Station. We have Blaine Orange Jefferson out of Austin, Texas. Leticia, who is really from Bryan, and Pansy Johnson, who's from Bryan also. We have a very, very good group of individuals coming. And we really, really are receiving a record number of phone calls and requests about the Blues Festival.
I'm sure that it made it a whole lot easier to bring people in this year because of how successful it was last year.
And that's the situation. We don't have a budget per se, and everything is done on a shoestring. And we brought in 1,200 people each night last year, and it looks like it's going to be larger than that this year. We don't charge anything. It's for the public, and we just want everybody to see what, Bryan, Texas is all about. The only thing we do sell would be maybe the T-shirts and a souvenir booklet and water and sodas. And so there's no alcohol being sold. So it's a fantastic get-together.
What was the feedback that you heard last year and the comments that you heard from folks who are returning this year about their excitement of being able to come back and perform?
The excitement was that some people out of Navasota came up and said, look, we have a blues festival, but it's more of a bluegrass blues festival, and you have a genuine blues festival, and we're very, very excited, and we'll be back. We had people who were visiting Bryan and just heard the music and came over and said, this is something that, we've heard about, we've never seen, we're really enjoying it, we will be back. And they were here for different functions, but they said that this is a festival worthwhile for them to come back to Bryan. So, and the thing about it was that we did not receive any negative comments. Everything was totally positive. And for Nat Dove and to come out of Bakersfield, California, and Don Johnson to come out of Calgary, Canada, and of course, Don Johnson is an award-winning performer. I just think it's totally good. All right, Pansy Johnson was a backup for Stevie Wonder. She was a background singer for Stevie Wonder.
I see here that the festival has a theme this year of generation to generation. Who came up with that idea?
Nat Dove came up with that because of the fact that what we're showing, especially young people in the community, that because you're from Bryan, because you're from a small town, you can't achieve. If you look at Don Johnson graduating from Kemp High School, going on to be with A Taste of Honey, going on to Calgary, Canada, and being the highlight of the Calgary Stampede. You have Nat Dove, finished Kemp High, over in Europe quite a bit, France, did some work in Ireland, Japan. These people are awesome. And it shows that what you can do with an education. So we want to show our young people that you can achieve. It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, blue, green, is that, you just have to have the desire. And that's part of the makeup of this, because these individuals are basically from Bryan. They completed their education in Bryan, and they're back to let everyone know what Bryan is all about.
Is there anything that I've missed that we need to tell folks other than coming out on Friday and Saturday night?
Come out, enjoy yourself. Brian's a melting pot. We use this as to let everyone know that look, you can achieve. And we're bringing you some music that reflects every diversity.